Well, good morning, everyone. We thank everyone for being on the call today. And just a quick roll call, we have Leah Carolyn, of course, Executive Director of the Foundation. Jessica Young, Ted Ballinger in Missouri. Angie, part of our team. We have Mark Hawkins in Alabama. We have Debbie in Texas, Mike in Kentucky, Jenny in Iowa, Congressman Forbes, President of the CPCF. Thank you for being on. We have Pastor Jason Walker in Colorado, Delbert Pratt in Illinois, Sharon Pierce in North Carolina, Marlene Tidwell in Tennessee, Cindy Williams in Michigan. And I have a 912 number. Who is that, please?
This is Sharina.
Sharina. Good morning, Sharina. Thank you. Let me just make a note of that. Fantastic. Thank you very much. And, okay, I think that is pretty much everyone now. So, again, thank you all for being on. And let's go ahead.
Dale from Minnesota is here, Summer.
Oh, hi, Dale.
Hi, Abby.
Hey, I apologize. I didn't see him. And
Abby from Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Abby. Thank you, Dale. Good morning, Pastor McIntosh in Connecticut. Fantastic.
Good morning.
Again, appreciate you. Appreciate you all being on. We always enjoy coming together. I'm going to go ahead and ask Dale to open us in prayer this morning, please.
Well, Father, we thank you that we can gather together again in Jesus' name with the presence of your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we do lift up our brothers and sisters and the many men, women, boys, and girls in the state of Texas that have been so dramatically impacted by this Hurricane Harvey. Lord, we ask for you to stay the hand of this storm. You would cause the waters to recede quickly. You would allow normal life to resume as quickly as possible, whatever normal is going to mean during a huge cleanup process. Lord, we pray for those families who have had members that have lost their lives, and we thank you that it has not been even more, it could have been so much more. So thank you for your grace in protecting the many millions who have survived. But now, Lord, allow your grace to overflow and your spirit to hover and to invade into the state of Texas and show yourself famous and strong and powerful and restore what has happened down there. We thank you for this time on the phone. We pray for Congressman Forbes, for Leah, for Summer as they lead this discussion. And we look for your insights that can apply to us so that as we go into your world today and we take your kingdom as we march forward, we can show the light of Christ and bring the truth of the gospel and the powerful change that only Christ can bring to the lives that we get to touch today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dale. Bill, thank you for joining us from Kentucky. Dave Wilson in South Carolina will be on shortly. Also, Pam continued to ask for prayer. She's moving her son as we speak, so she's not able to join. But, again, we appreciate you all being on. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it right over to Leah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Summer. I just am so thrilled to have this time with all of you. This is my favorite time. One of the favorite things I get to do is be on this call with all of you. I don't get to see you nearly enough or talk to you nearly enough, but just know that we love you all very much. We're so grateful that we're all on this team together. Thanks for taking the time this morning and all the time that you give. We know that it is a labor of love. It's a calling. And you are getting heavenly rewards. Even though we can't give you physical rewards, you are getting rewarded abundantly. So thank you so much. And I want to say thank you to my team too, Summer, Jess, Angie. You guys do an amazing job. And I want to introduce a new member of our team who also is a fantastic superstar. Everybody on this team is just really of one heart and loves each one of you, and we love to serve you. So Sharina is now working for us part-time, and she came alongside in recommendation by one of our new legal counsel, Jim Davids, and they are working hard, and they are making it possible for Sharina to be a part-time employee with us now. And she's helping with many of these letters that are being written for your legislators, as well as the major report. Many of you know about the report and analysis we did for Project Blitz that was so well received from the legislators. Well, she and the legal counsel team are working diligently to get version 2, which will be much improved, much better. In every way, I think it's going to be an incredible resource for our legislators. We're already getting requests from it from not only our legislators, but many other sources as well. So it, I think, is going to be a real blessing, and she is working on that hard. And I'm going to let Sharina say hello and introduce herself to you.
Thank you, Leah. Hi, everyone. I'm thrilled to join this team. It's just a wonderful team to work with. And I listened to the call, the last call. They did the recording, so I was able to hear a little bit about all the news from the different state directors and some of the challenges that y'all are having. So just know that that is uppermost in my mind as I help with these letters and as I'm working with the attorneys on this report, because I know I personally, you know, I know from firsthand experience what it's like to be on the ground level in the state, because I have worked now, I guess, 18 years on both sides of the fence in the legislative arena in Georgia. And by that, I mean I have worked with senators, some House members, but primarily I've worked in the Georgia Senate arena with three different senators as their legislative and policy and media person all combined, wearing those hats for them. And I have experienced the just the atmosphere that they have to work under constantly to do the right thing. The legislators I have worked with have all been Christians. They seek to do the Lord's will. They seek to know how to approach their legislative initiatives under a Christian worldview. And that is something that, help with in their efforts, but you know, just the pushback that they get from the powers that be is just incredible. And not only from there, but from the media standpoint, this is all everything you try to do right is maligned by the media. So I know the challenges that y'all are seeing at the state level, and I'm trying to do what I can to help with that effort, with the pushback, both legislatively and with the letters that we're drafting. So any feedback that y'all want to give me personally, I'm happy to receive that. So I just want y'all to know that I'm trying to get up to speed on everything as much as I can, and I'm thrilled to be working with this effort because religious liberty is at the heart of what I do. And and also I'm here in Georgia. I live on St. Simon's Island. Wonderful place to live, except when there's a hurricane evacuation, which we had last year at this time. And in general, it's just a great place to live. And if any of you were in Georgia, feel free to call me up and let's get together. All right. And I'll turn it back over to you, Leah.
Oh, thank you, Sharina. Very generous. She's working closely with Summer on many of these things with each one of you, and so we're just thrilled to have her on. And I'm going to also introduce, turn it right over to Congressman Randy Forbes. Randy, as many of you know, has come on as the president of the foundation recently, and already his impact on the foundation and the expansion and the things that we've been able to do has exploded. We are incredibly grateful for his leadership and for his position here, for his vision casting, and for some of the ways in which he is expanding our reach and opportunities. So, Randy, I'm going to just pass it right on over to you and give you the floor for a few minutes to share with them about what's coming down the pike and anything else you want to share.
Well, first of all, let me thank all of you for what you do, and I know how incredibly challenging life can be. You have one of these floods, and Debbie, as you were describing that, of course, our heart goes out, and as bad as it can be described, you still can't understand that until you're really there and you really see it. And equally, when you see somebody who has the death of a child or, you know, a spouse or somebody like that, that can just overwhelm us, and life can be like that. And then yet as we look around across the country, some of us kind of have an ache in what we see across the country today. And as you look at that, more and more people, you know, kind of ask instinctively to themselves, what in the world is going on? Why are we headed in such a bad direction? Why are we calling things that used to be good bad and used to be bad good? And we've been in challenges before, but there's something fundamentally different now. And what's fundamentally different is before, one of the things that united us is that we had a number of institutions in this country. Faith was an institution, the church, the banking system, Congress, the executive branch, and we can name a number of different institutions. This is the first time, really, where no longer is it that we have the institutions and we just have different ways of making them work, but there are a lot of voices that want to destroy those institutions because that's the only way they get to change the country to make it what they want it to be. And so for the first time, you don't just have people differing on how they get to the destinations, but you literally have them saying the destinations we've always had in the past are wrong. Strong national defense, America being special, family, faith, all of those kinds of things. And that's happening for a number of reasons. First of all, because a lot of our institutions haven't been working as effectively as they should, one of those being faith. We haven't really done all the things we needed to do. But as all of you know, the thing that the lanes we run in are based on the fact that there is this very well-orchestrated, very strategic, very well-funded anti-faith effort that is focused on tearing down institutions, the institution of faith in America. And they have been very effective because they have been strategic and they've lasered in. And that's the lane we're trying to change. And one of the things that, you know, we were talking about, you heard Sharina talk about all the difficulties these legislators run in. If they continue to be recycled in and out, if they continue to stand as their island, we will never be able to push back on these attacks. So what you've all done masterfully is to realize we have got to bring these leaders together. We have got to have the right strategies. And if we do, I believe we can turn this around, and we're excited that that's happening. So just to kind of give you a brief thing on what's going to be happening, we've got some very strategic people that are for the first time coming together, putting aside jealousies of individual organizations and those kind of things, and creating these strategies for the country. We hope to come back to you very soon with the specificity of all that, but suffice it to say, we hope to have a major launch in January from all of our state legislatures. February will be a huge follow-up with all the churches. March will be a huge thing that we will have across college campuses and those kinds of things. And I believe it's going to be incredibly effective at beginning to turn this debate around. And just in a couple more minutes, one of the things that the other side is beginning to show their colors now, because what we're seeing across the country is this enormous rise of hatred. And we have got to begin to differentiate between the role faith plays and the role the anti-faith people play. They believe in conditional hatred. In other words, if you don't agree with everything that they agree with, they believe they have the right to hate you. And faith is based at its core on, we use the word love, but if you really read what Paul wrote about love. It's really civility. That we have unconditional civility. And that's something that now, as people of faith, we can help restore to the country, and that'll be a part of this push that we do. And I want to just encourage you all to, one, realize we're going to have strategies. Two, we've got leaders that are coming out that are going to get behind this in a big way, and you guys have made that happen. And finally, I just stop. What we want to do is not just paw at the air. We don't want to just whine and talk about how everything is bad, but we want to be focused, and we want to do three things. We want to get people to pray, but not pray out of just fear or woe is me. We want people to pray with expectation that we represent the God of the universe, and he does have all power and all authority, and he can move this country. Secondly, we want to get them to stand for their faith. And the third thing we're going to want to get them to move is move. We want them to move forward, not backward. We want them to move mountains in this country, and we want them to move to restore civility. And we will be getting you documentation on all of this stuff in the very near future. But thank you for what you're doing. Glad to respond to any questions you might have. But you guys are at the tip of the spear, and I think you're going to be excited about all the stuff you see coming down the pike. So with that, Leah, I'll turn it back to you.
Great. Thanks, Congressman. That was just fantastic. And I do want to open it up to questions. I want to just add one little caveat that I know many of you knew that we were at the White House last month, right at the same time of this. And do know that this was discussed there as well. There is an openness all across the board, from the highest of our administration to faith leaders, to prayer network leaders, to groups all across that are really ready and ripe to come together and work together on a united strategy. And Randy had mentioned that the first month in January was going to be focused on the government leaders. We believe that the legislators at Congress and state legislators are in a perfect position to really be sort of the catalyst for this message, since they so effectively and uniquely bring everybody to the table. And we're hoping to work with you on a number of specific ways in which the state legislators can get involved in the month of January. And we're putting those details together to give options of ways in which your state can get involved. We don't want to tell you necessarily how to do it, but we're going to give maybe some parameters so that it really is a robust and widespread effort by our Congress and state legislators together that will make a statement and give cover and sort of the momentum for the other groups to also get involved. So I would love to open it up for questions now. Any questions that you might have for Congressman Forbes?
Congressman Forbes, this is Debbie in Texas. I'm wondering, without rolling out the whole plan, which you are preparing for us, you say in February you want us to be following up with the churches. Is this something that we should begin now, looking for major church venues to do an event? Is that how you want to roll this out?
Debbie, first of all, Debbie, what we hope to do is not overload you with too much on each person's shoulders. So what we hope to do, and where we think your efforts will be focused on, would be on these legislative actions, which we literally hope to have events on the steps of capitals all across the country in January, and with other leaders, governors, boards of supervisors, city councils, those kinds of things that will be somewhat orchestrated through the month of January. In February, we hope to have the churches come on board, then backing up what the legislators have done. We already, when we compile all these groups together that I was referencing before, we have a network of about 100,000 churches. We expect to reach out to that entire network. We do not expect, as you know, if you reach out to 100,000, you probably have 15,000 that actually participate, but that's still a
a monumental number. You know, we don't expect you guys to have to carry that whole load. That'll be done by some other organizations and some other groups. But what we would love to do is, as we roll that out for you, to supplement that with any churches and groups that you might have that could then come alongside that and make that effective.
Excellent. Excellent. And if you're not talking, if you could mute your phone, that'd be great. And anybody else, we'll let you take a moment to get off mute. Questions for Randy?
Congressman, when will these strategy sessions be taking place?
They've already been started taking place. We have been working on this for months now. One of the things that you know, we've kind of done an analysis of why we are losing, quite honestly, around the country and why we fail. And one of the reasons that we do that is because, by and large, Christians aren't very good at creating strategies. And when they even try, they do it the exact wrong way. They bring tons of people in a room or groups, and they almost vote on them up on a wall. Well, can you imagine if we did a military plan where we brought all of our generals or all of our admirals in somewhere and say, okay, let's all vote on this? Well, the aviators would always want to do their stuff, and, you know, sub guys would want to do their stuff. It would never work. So what we hope to do is to complete these strategies, and they're about 90% done right now. And as soon as we have those, we're going to get them to you guys. We're getting them to the White House. We're getting them to as many groups as we can. And we think the most effective thing is to say, let's create the strategies, and then let's go in and get, you know, buy-in from as many groups as we can to help support them. One of the flaws we have also made is, you know, we tend to always think we have to have 51%, or we have to have this majority of people. You know, it's never happened that way in the country. If you look at the Revolutionary War, only 25% of the Americans wanted to even fight for freedom. And of that that group, only 9% did anything at all. So what we're focused on is not necessarily having to get the 51%. If we get 9% of people that are passionate about what we're doing, we'll change this country. And so to answer your question, though, specifically, I mean, we are literally putting the final touches on this now. And we hope to have that out to you very, very soon, within the next month, perhaps.
I mean, thank you. And this was Dale in Minnesota, by the way, so thank you.
Thanks, Dale.
This is Abby from Pennsylvania.
Oh. No, go ahead, Abby. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm interested in what you're saying for January, what you're hoping to do on the Capitol steps. And you probably know that's probably the coldest and snowiest time for Pennsylvania to be outside on the Capitol steps. But I'm also wondering, because we're just starting to form an executive team for our congressional prayer or legislative prayer in Pennsylvania. And I'm just wondering, because they're starting to think of what their responsibilities would be during this session, what are you hoping that they would be able to do in the January time?
Abby, great question. And let me first of all apologize. When I say Capitol steps, I don't necessarily mean literally standing on the Capitol if it's snowing or cold or whatever. We mean at the Capitol building, you know, and so that's just
okay,
kind of a verbiage we use. So some of these will be done literally on the Capitol steps, and some of them will be done in a rotunda or a room or whatever, but they will have legislators all coming together to do that. So fully understand that, you know, problem with, you know, cold and all of that. Second thing, as far as what we'll be asking them to do in January and you guys to support, it will be two different things. We hope to have this huge effort with state legislatures literally coming together, and we will have a pledge that they will have for the country, and it will probably incorporate praying for the country, returning to civility, those kinds of things that will be in it. We are drafting that now with a number of different people
to have those ready for everybody as a template that they can use. But the second thing is, and Leah will talk more about this either today or at a later date, she kind of hinted at it, this blitz we will have once again, we'll have a huge menu of different items they can do legislatively that will range from letters to resolutions to pieces of legislation, and they can pick and choose from that specific items they would like to do in conjunction with the other.
Okay, that's great.
In addition to that, too, I think as well as you know that if a group of legislators come together in a room or wherever, and we're going to work hard to make sure that, too, that we provide the robust reporting of that. So media press events, some of the states potentially, and Randy, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe this is not accurate, but we're thinking that, you know, some of these many of these, we want the press to pick up. We want there to be such a movement here that they can't ignore that there's something happening at these state houses. And we're going to work hard to get the people who are certainly open to covering this, covering it, so that it creates, like I said, an opportunity for the churches to hear about it first and then get involved in February.
And that's exactly right, Leah. And that will be we hope that will be covered. We certainly hope to be covering it around the country because we want them to see that kind of momentum that is coming. But it's not starting out of the churches. It's starting out of the leaders of the country. It's not starting out of the White House, but we think the White House will then come right along behind it and support it and back it up. So that's what our hope is, our intention is.
Any other questions? All righty. Well, Congressman Forbes, we're so grateful that you could be on with us. Of course, we'd love to have you stay on the call if you can, but we understand your busy, busy schedule that if you need to drop off, that's fine. And, of course, team, state directors, you at any given moment, if you have more questions, just send them our way, and we'll be happy to answer them at a future date. This isn't your only opportunity. And with that, I'd like to just mention a couple more things. We're very thrilled about the new prayer caucuses that are coming on. Arizona is now coming on, and Idaho and Wyoming, Montana. We're in conversation with Idaho and Wyoming. It looks like we have legislators there that want to chair. And then Wyoming, Montana, we're working with Congressman Denny Reber, actually a good friend of Randy Forbes, and a second cousin of mine, which who knew, right? My maiden name is Reberg, and we connected after years of not chatting, so it's real fun to have him on board and being a part and helping us form one in Montana. And then the other thing, too, is you just heard how well and powerful Congressman Forbes was able to articulate the vision. We're hoping to have a APCN telebriefing in mid to late September, maybe the 19th, 20th, 26th. We're still waiting to see if we can't confirm that on Randy's schedule. And then when that happens, we're going to start a robust invitation process for all of our state legislators to be a part of that call so that they can hear firsthand. That would be the time to get your leaders on this call so they can really understand what it is. And we'll even take more time. It'll be all about this and the legislators and also the blitz and the reports and the material that were resources that we're providing for them to help them. So it will be a very, very important call. If you can help us get your legislators on that, that'd be great. And then so with that, I'd love to just, again, Congressman Forbes, if you're still on the call, we're just so grateful and thank you for your leadership. And Summer, I'm going to just pass it straight on over to you to continue the call.
Thank you, Leah. Do you want to just briefly comment on the intention to have a face-to-face in the last quarter of the year and kind of where we're at with that?
Yeah, we absolutely wanted to try to find a way to get all the state directors together this year, if possible, this fall. And we reached out to all of you. Thank you for responding to your availability and what was happening. And the way that it looks right now, it really looks very challenging to put anything like this together that would be of any kind of meaningful way with all the state directors or even the majority of state directors in a location right now. So Regrettably, we're probably not going to be able to do that, but what we do hope to do is that there are pockets of you coming to various events in various places, but some in D.C., some in nearby in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and we hope to maybe get together with you if you're a few of you are at a conference here or there, just get together with you in smaller groups, have a lunch with you, see you face-to-face, that kind of a thing. That's probably the best we're going to be able to pull off this fall because of everybody's schedule and time. So thank you again. We want to get together. I just want you to know it's a high priority for us to find a way to get you, to get our legislators together. It's very, very helpful and advances everything when we build those relationships face-to-face. So do know that that's our priority, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen as often as we can as we continue to, you know, develop our programs throughout the years.
Great. I'm going to just open it up for questions for Leah. Does anybody have any questions for Leah? Giving a moment in case anybody's
Leah, this is Abby. It's not a question. It's just a thank you. This is an amazing direction. It's something that's been on my heart is how can we do a unified effort? We have so many prayer networks doing so many things and not doing a unified strategy, and it looks like you're pulling one together, and I feel like this will also give new life even to our state legislators and their vision for what to do. And so I just really thank you for this vision. I think it's going to have a huge impact on our nation.
Yeah, thank you, Abby. Thank you for saying that. It's very affirming. I appreciate it.
This is Delbra in Illinois, and I was going to say something very similar to what Abby said, and I'm thinking of that scripture where Paul said, if the trumpet sounds an unsure sound, how will a man prepare himself for war? And I just feel like the strategic planning that y'all are doing, as Abby said, it's going to affect everything. It's going to affect our states. It's going to affect our nation. And here's the thing, if the body of Christ begins to move as one, then the world will see and know that there is a God. And so it's a fulfillment of scripture, and I know very exciting times for all of you and all of us. So thank you, Leah.
No, you're welcome, Deborah. And I just want to say, too, you know, I mentioned when I introduced Randy about the impact that he's brought to this team. I mean, Randy, this is the gift that God has given us. Is that when he gave us Randy, put it on his heart. He had a lot of opportunities and a lot of things he could do, and he is doing a lot of things right now. But he felt called to put his strategic mind toward the faith movement and really bring people together. And he's able to pull people together in ways that I could never do. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord has brought him to this team. And would you pray for us? I really, really ask you. There is so many opportunities for the spiritual warfare and to bring in and divide and try to divide our team, divide the strategic teams. There's just so many working parts right now. We're just asking that God would bring unity and wisdom and that we would all be just humbly walking before the Lord and be his tools for life and for bringing a new spirit to this nation. So thank you, Delbra, and thank you all for praying.
Very good. Anybody else? Okay. Well, there'll be time at the end in case you do have any last-minute thoughts. I just want to mention a couple things. As you heard, there's a few new prayer caucuses forming. Arizona, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. Arizona is officially formed. Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana are very close, and then we have some others in process as well. I know I ask this every now and again, but again, please do let us know if there's anybody that you know of that would be a good fit as a state director that we could potentially talk with and recommend or refer to the legislators. We know that you all are such an important piece in seeing these states' success. So we trust that the Lord will bring someone. But if you do know anybody, we obviously trust you all and who you all would recommend. So we thank you for that and for keeping that in mind. Also, we have just a quick reminder. We, as you all know, you do have CPCF emails. If anybody is having issues accessing it, please let us know because we are using that regularly. And also, we recommend using that email when you're doing any kind of CPCF or State Prayer Caucus-related business. If you would please use that email. It should be on your business cards and so forth. We know that, but even in any other work-related business or CPCF-related business, if you could use that email, that would be great. Okay, I'm actually going to – we have about 20 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we hear from the states. Just as a reminder for the new states, that this is a time where we take about 2 to 3 minutes each or so to give an update on the efforts in the state as it relates to religious freedom. And so I'm going to go ahead and I talked to a couple of you or connected with a couple of you beforehand to make sure that you are aware. And I know Jason in Ohio, I asked you to share specifically on your success as it relates to recruiting new chairmen specifically and members. And you've also been very active in the states working with the Congressional Prayer Caucus and holding events in churches. And literally just coming on board, you've started off with a strong start. And if you would, just give some insight to some of the newer states as well that are really trying to build their prayer caucus as to how you are having such great success there in Ohio. And I know he was on. He jumped on a little bit late. Let me just take a look here. Yeah. Jason, are you available? Oh, you know what? No, he's still on. Jason, are you on mute? I'm just giving him just a minute to unmute. Okay, we'll go back to Jason. Also, Dale in Minnesota, you're having tremendous success there. I know a key to your success is, of course, you're well-connected. You have a strategic mind. You also have a strong legislative prayer caucus and executive team working together in Minnesota there. Would you just give us a little bit of insight as to what you're doing and how you all are have found what kind of strategy that you're doing as a team to make sure that this remains a priority and that the prayer caucus is effective in Minnesota?
Sure. Our session ended in May, and since that time, the executive committee, and we have 9 legislators, and one of our legislative assistants is functioning as our secretary, executive assistant, if you will. And on at least a monthly basis, we all gather together. We continue to talk by phone and email, stay in contact, but we all get together once a month to get prepared for this next legislative session, which for us begins in February. And what we are doing right now is we are identifying every committee that our executive committee members and our other legislators who have indicated interest in becoming part of the Legislative Prayer Caucus. We're identifying every committee they all serve on, and we are asking them also what are the not only the key legislative issues that will be coming up in those committees during this next session, but for themselves, if they have one hot-button priority issue, what would that be? And we are tracking those so we can try to put together some sense of legislative priorities so that the prayer caucus itself can be proactive in what we think are going to be the highest priorities to attack during next session. And for instance, 2 things here in Minnesota that are real hot buttons. One is called the toolkit that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. It all has to do with the invasion of the transgender and sexual agenda into the school systems, which was started by the Obama administration and the mandate that they made. Well, that is being pushed heavily to continue to be followed through here in Minnesota. So we have a number of legislators, our Family Policy Council, and others working together in coordinating efforts to educate churches, educate the people here in the state of Minnesota what the toolkit is all about, and to take some sort of aggressive stance to fight that in a unified way. Another issue that has come up that is pretty significant is human trafficking. And Minnesota actually has some pretty good systems in place and organizations working together to fight human trafficking. But the bad news is we have to do that because human trafficking is huge in Minnesota. So even today, one of our chair people, and some of you know, Representative Abigail Whelan, Abigail and myself and one of the heads of a human trafficking organization will be meeting for coffee and discussing more strategies on how legislators could be working in concert with those who are rescuing those who are victims and how we can do a better job here in Minnesota to combat human trafficking. So those would be two examples. And we're working with our local policy council to reach about 1,500 churches in Minnesota over the next 14 months. There's a strategic play for what we're trying to do to get godly people into more seats in our House, our Senate, and the possibility of actually having a godly governor here in Minnesota, and so there's strategies in play for that. So I'm traveling the state. I'm speaking in churches. They bring me in under a number of different hats, and one particular church is had me come in to speak on the concept of citizenship that advances the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is based on Philippians 1, and that is leading to a six-week or nine-hour series in that church on the role of God and the Bible in the founding and continuance of the United States of America, and we're hoping that that's not only going to be audio taped, we're looking to see if we can videotape that, and that can be then distributed to our churches around the state as part of a way to get to more churches more quickly. So those are some of the high points of what's been happening this summer here in Minnesota. Summer.
Great. Thank you, Dale.
Summer, let me just jump in right here. Dale, I'm really excited to hear all the things that you're doing. I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing there in Minnesota and the impact that's happening. You actually just mentioned something that I wanted to highlight. I know we have a lot of new state directors on the call, and people are still getting their mind around how this works, because you mentioned something very important. So many of us wear multiple hats. That we are called on to do things. We have this conversation frequently as people are especially are coming on board. How do I navigate the multiple hats that I wear when I work with the legislators? And just to, again, remind everybody that one of the strengths and the powers of the Congressional Prayer Caucus and the state legislative prayer caucuses is that they really are focused on religious freedom, and they're focused on God's place in America. And so I know that a lot of times we do some of these things, and it's challenging sometimes to, you know, navigate the different hats. And so, but again, just wanted to make that distinction because I know you do that, Dale, in your situation there, and I'm not sure if it came across that when you're wearing the Congressional Prayer Caucus, the Legislative Prayer Caucus, State Director hat for the prayer caucuses, one of the strengths is that we have said to them, we aren't getting involved as a caucus necessarily in the issues that are divisive, but we're staying focused on the issues that we can bring both sides of the table together on, and that most often is prayer, God's place in America, and religious freedom. So thank you, Dale, for mentioning that and for talking about the different things and how you navigate the hats you wear.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right, and you're right. I did not use the words religious freedom, so I appreciate you saying that, because when we do meet with the executive committee, even though we are organizing all of these legislative issues, we are running them through the lens of how do these fit under the concept of religious liberty, religious freedom, and so that is our that is the highest priority that we're sifting everything through. So thank you for bringing out the fact that I did not say that. That is
that's
what
okay.
We're doing. So thank you. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm sorry. Back to you, Summer.
Great. No, good point. Also, just wanted to mention that this executive team that's formed in Minnesota, the legislators actually appointed somebody within their office, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dale, but basically that individual is taking notes at the meetings, and she's very much kind of playing the administrative piece to keep those legislators on track as well. So you work alongside all of them, but there is somebody internally in the Capitol that they've appointed that will also help them stay very much on track. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. She is our executive assistant, and we get all the information. She functions as our administrative assistant, and she's doing a remarkable job for us.
Okay, fantastic. Great. And that's actually similar to the model at the congressional level as well. So glad to see that that's working there in Minnesota. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Summer.
Great.
Summer, I have a question. Is that executive assistant a legislator or someone else?
She is a legislative assistant to one of our state senators, so no, she is not a legislator.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. And Donna, thank you for joining the call. If you wouldn't mind just giving a quick update, I know Representative Powell, who's the chairman there for the Kansas Legislative Prayer Caucus, recently held a men's boot camp that was primarily focused on encouraging men to keep prayer as a priority and very much connecting men and again, just really trying to keep them, give accountability options and, again, keeping prayer a priority in their lives. Could you just give an update on that and anything else that's really
important? Yes, I feel so privileged to be connected. I'm in an airport. I hope I can overcome the background noise. Yes, I feel so privileged to be connected with these men and women. But the men's boot camp was just for men, and most of you know that Governor Brownback has been appointed to ambassador at large for the nations for religious liberty. So we feel so honored to have a close relationship with him. He's in Israel today, so you could pray for him. And also, yeah, Representative Randy Powell brought in Dick Simmons, who happens to be Governor Brownback's personal intercessor in the place where he lived as senator and will live at least a little bit after he gets confirmed, which we hope will be by the end of September. So this boot camp, amazing. There were probably 65, and I have a team that meets at my house, about 16 people every Monday night, and three of our men went to that. And it is a life-changing commitment that these men make the first 21 days to awaken the dawn and be there from praying together, physically together, from 5 to 7 a.m. Randy Powell is an amazing man of God, given completely to fasting and prayer. He goes away probably 6 to 8 times a year just for a complete day, or in this case, getting ready for this, it was like a 3-day time with the Lord. And he has just really challenged these men in so many ways to really press in prayer. My main ministry across the state with Congressional Prayer Caucus and the other hats I wear is prayer. And we're seeing that grow, and people are understanding the authority that they have in Jesus Christ. And we're seeing measurable results. But Randy is a great leader. I would encourage you to have him write a report that could be sent out to the state leaders, because this challenge that Dick Simmons, who, by the way, is 85 years old, if you've never heard of him, just real briefly, he walked the streets of New York in 1960 asking God for someone to come to New York City and make a difference, and David Wilkerson showed up. And so he mentored David Wilkerson, served alongside of him, then also helped start CBN. This is a mighty general, 5-star general in the prayer movement of America foundationally. And so to have the privilege of him coming here, and he was here for several days before, several days after. If you can imagine being 85 and still getting up at 5 to 7 in the morning with these new converts to get them cemented into this commitment, it's just amazing. And so we feel that Kansas is, and Missouri, people came from Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, you know, different places around the Kansas City area. And we feel like that we've been able to launch something. And these guys that are kind of our executive team include me in the emails and so in their text, you know. So I'm just so honored to be a part of that. And they've challenged me, and I've been the prayer leader here for, in so many different ways for years, and it's very challenging and very encouraging to see the men of God step up.
Excellent. Thank you, Donna. I know you've been faithful at leading prayer at the Capitol there. You have multiple prayer events that you're either hosting or participating in. I know you're also coordinating prayer around schools. There's so many different things that you're working on there. You're literally tireless efforts, and it's paying off. So we thank you for that. I know you work also closely with the Family Policy Council. I believe you said you helped start the one that's there, and now you work closely with them, hosting
yes.
calls as it relates to religious liberty bills that may be introduced or where support may be needed from those in Kansas. So you've just had a tremendous success there, and we're grateful that you're part of this team in some form or fashion. So thank you for that.
Well, it's an honor. Thank you.
Great. And one last quick thought. Dick Simmons actually played an instrumental part in the foundation. Or he was there about 7 years ago at a meeting that was kind of the turning point in many ways. So he's a good friend of the foundation as well, and we're so grateful that he's continuing to raise up an army of men out there. We are so honored to know him. Yeah.
We just had Dick
Thank
here in
you,
Minnesota.
Donna.
He did a weekend seminar for us. It was amazing.
Did he? He has more energy, I think, than I do.
He's awesome.
Traveling all over. Yes, he is. Oh, that's great, Dale. I don't think I realized that. Thank you for mentioning that. And anybody else who wants to connect with him, we'll be happy to do so. We'll help you to make that happen. Good. A couple other things. I see Marlene, you actually are still on the call. Do you have just a minute to give an update on the Pray USA events? I know you've been working closely with the Prayer Caucus there, and Representative Pody has been inspired to do Pray USAs. And if you could just talk about their strategy to get legislators on board and kind of what y'all are doing there, that would be great.
Yes, I did jump off and got back on, sorry. Mark Pody, the chair, and by the way, he is in a special election in November primary, and then December will be the general election for a Senate seat here in the state, and the state senator is actually running for governor. So that's a big prayer request for him, because obviously it's coming up very soon. But one of the things that he's doing is he's going like to the different denominations, the heads, whether it's Assemblies of God, Southern Baptist, or whatever, and there's momentum building there for their churches and their networks to do this. I mean, it's, you know, it's oftentimes it kind of got started a little bit slow, but it's really picking up momentum now. I think he's got 6 to 10 churches that he's going to personally in the next 6 weeks. And I think as other legislators hear about it, they want to do it. I'm supposed to talk to a legislator this afternoon at a pretty large church in Memphis that his pastor is interested in doing it. And I think it's simple. It's easy. Everything is out there for them to have access to. So I just try to encourage as many, and we're having regular conference calls for those legislators to find out more about it. And just really organize it kind of at a grassroots level and let it build momentum on its own. Does that answer your question, Summer?
Yes, that's great. And I just one additional point is Representative Pody coordinated a conference call with the legislators. Leah was able to jump onto that and answer any questions that they may have, but that seemed to be a really positive way to bring everybody together, a good touch point even with
yes.
the foundation. And then they are also having a follow-up call, was it this week or next week? Soon.
Yes, next week.
Next week. To, again, just discuss any more details, any last-minute questions or what have you. So that's been a great way to connect people, connect, keep the prayer caucus connected out of session, and also to encourage the Pray USA concept in churches. So great. Thank you very much, Marlene.
Yeah. And just a little point, just to reiterate, just to emphasize, what we're talking about for any new state directors is the Pray USA Spotlight Sunday. That's specifically what we're talking about, just the short sort of 5-minute event that we have facilitated. It's one of the initiatives that's come out of the foundation, and it's an incredible mechanism, opportunity that legislators have found to go into churches and call the church to pray. And as many of you know, it's a just add water deal. We support the legislators. It's easy for them. But that's what she specifically is referring to, is that all those legislators have committed to getting involved with that particular sort of initiative and start having, hosting, being part of Pray USA Sundays in churches across Tennessee. Very exciting. We were just overjoyed to be a part of talking with them about it.
In summer, you may have already have mentioned it, but the texting option that you guys have put together for people that want to be involved in the prayer caucus when the legislators go to the churches, I think that is a very good thing, and it, again, it's very simple, it's very easy. If other directors want it to set that up, or if it's already set up for their states, when those legislators go out into those churches in an effort to try to get other people on board and in the network across the states for the caucus.
Mm-hmm. And Marlene, we've just sort of opened that up as a beta test right now for a couple of the first states, and we're going to sort of see how that works and how we're able to support that. So we'll give a report on the couple of states that are testing that out for us and let everybody else know how it works and make sure that we work out the bugs before we offer it to everybody. That's the way we usually like to roll things out, just so that when we offer it to you, we know it's going to work.
Okay. So we're the guinea pig, and that's good.
Yeah, you are. You're the guinea pig.
I'm glad it's working. Great. Thank you, Marlene. Okay, well, we're at the top of the hour. I want to make sure, though, to open it up in case there's anybody else that has anything you want to share or any last-minute questions.
This is Joel in Nebraska, and I just want to say that we are finally having our kickoff for the prayer caucus here in Nebraska on September 20th.
Excellent. Thank you, Joel.
Real
excited
wonderful.
About that, and it's encouraging to hear Senator Watermeyer's vision to very much keep it bipartisan and drawing people from both sides of the aisle to work together. And so we're excited to support you all there. Thank you, Joel. Good. Well, one last comment that I wanted to make. I know I've worked with several of you, and we've been working with several of you to dispense the SPC letters and the State Prayer Caucus advocacy letters for those victims in the state that have been intimidated by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. As our legal team has drafted these letters and they're going out, I just want to report that as I follow up with the victims, like 98% of the time they're standing strong, and they are extremely grateful to know that they're not alone and to learn their rights. And so, again, I just wanted to thank you all for your hard work. I know it's not easy to continually try to coordinate these efforts around letters and getting signatures and getting letters back and so forth, but it really is making a positive impact. So I just want to thank you. I know there's been a number of cases in Florida, and there's been tremendous success there. A couple of things still in process, but many states, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is moving quickly in many states, and we're grateful that we can be there to help push back. And again, just thank you all for your help in that. And our team as well has worked very hard on that, Angie and Jess and so forth. So thank you all. Okay, well, I think that is all for now. Joel, do you want to close this out in prayer, please? Would you mind?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the plans that you've given to us. Lord, we thank you for the direction, the vision. Lord, without a vision, the people will perish. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the way you've inspired us. Lord, what we ask is for your hand of blessing upon our plans, upon our direction. Lord, go with us, bless us, make us successful. Lord, most of all, we just pray that religious liberty would reign again in America, that your name would be exalted here in the United States of America, and that we would bring honor and glory to your name, and that your gospel would go forward, and that all men would have an opportunity to hear it and to be saved. And Lord, we thank you that we can have salvation through Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joel.
Amen.
Again, we could not ask for a better group of people to work with, and we are so grateful for y'all. We look forward to having more conversation in the days ahead around what Congressman Forbes and Leah rolled out today. And again, we just appreciate y'all. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Summer.
Thank you, Summer. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you. Love you.